You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
Our theme scripture for the season is Philippians chapter 2, verse 15, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights of the world, or lights in the world. And the theme for the season is stand out. The Lord reveal the scripture in our lives in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, we've been studying and praying on patience enough for divine favor, under which we've been looking at enemies of patience. And our opening scripture is Psalm 37, verse 7. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. We must not look at others who are devising wicked things and living ungodly ways, but we should rather rest in the Lord. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. It's important to wait on him. Hebrews 6:12, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit promises. So patience is required of every believer. Patience is required to experience divine favor. Wherever favor is, patience is required to access it. Now, the enemies of patience are we need to overcome them so that we can have full patience and not just run ahead of God's timing. Remember the prodigal son, he was impatient. The inheritance or the promise was there for him, but he was impatient and he wasted everything away because of wrong timing. The Lord grant us the grace to overcome every enemy of patience in the name of Jesus. Now, today we are looking at our fourth enemy, I believe, which is greed. Greed. Greed is an intense and selfish desire for something, especially wealth, power, or food. An intense and selfish desire. So you see a combination of two. It's intense, and it's not intense for selfless motives. No. Intense, and yet it's for selfish desires. For something, especially wealth, power, or food. May we be delivered from any greed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In Luke chapter 12, verse 15, and he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of things which he possesseth. So we ought to take heed. Colossians 3:5, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence. What's that? Evil concupiscence. concupiscence and covetousness, which is idolatry. Wow. Covetousness here is being equated with idolatry. Okay. Because it always leads to idolatry. When you just want for more, you want more, going for more and never satisfied. For your selfish motives, it always ends up in idolatry. There are a lot of people who started with God. And by the way, somewhere along the way, they branched off to go and get other powers because of selfish motives. Coveting what others have or wanting to be everything, wanting to have everything. The Lord deliver us from that all in the name of Jesus. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 3, it says, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. So here we find covetousness being put in the same family as fornication and all uncleanness. Now, let's look at some consequences of greed, for which we have to stay totally away from greed. We must stay totally away. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 27. It says, he that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house, but he that hateth gifts shall live. So, it's to say that if you want to get everything for yourself, you have a car, and yet you are changing figures at your workplace to be able to get more cars. Sometimes because you have seen that your neighbor has parked cars in his house, so you want to do the same. He says that you just gain trouble for your own house. You are calling for trouble. And he that hateth gifts shall live. Gifts shall live. If you hate bribes, if you choose to go the right way and not cut corners, say such a person, you will live. And the greedy person, of course, that will be the opposite. The Lord deliver us from all this in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Isaiah chapter 56 verse 11. Yea, they are greedy dogs which can never have enough. Listen. And they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, everyone for his gain and from his quarter. You see, so you can have a ministry, and then everybody in there is just searching for their gain, what they will get. It can never stand. There will be total confusion because members can never have enough. The shepherds, they too cannot understand. And there's total confusion everywhere because everybody is self-seeking. The Lord deliver us from all that in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
He clapped at me, oh Holy Spirit.
Oh Holy
deliver
Spirit.
Me
deliver
from
me
the, grasp
from the grasp
of any greed.
Of any greed.
Entity of greed.
Any
spirit of greed.
Any spirit.
Deliver me from any such.
Deliver
in the mighty name of Jesus. Now we see also oppression. Wherever there's greed, there's oppression. Micah chapter 2, verse 2. And they covet fields and take them by violence, and houses and take them away. So they oppress a man and his house, even a man and his heritage. So you can find families in which you see that there's an imbalance. There are people being oppressed by others, and all is in the name of greed. In the name of greed. Wherever you find greed, there are people who are disadvantaged. Even in an organization, the head is greedy. Those under will be disadvantaged. If the body are greedy, the head will be cheated. There will be trouble everywhere. So you find oppression, suppression. All these going on in environments where greed rears up its head. And the Lord deliver us and our organizations and our families from any hold of greed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, we also find loss. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 10. He that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he that loveth abundance with increase. This is also vanity. That is to say, if you chase after money, you will never be satisfied. You can have so much money, but you will never feel fulfilled. And so don't chase after silver. Don't put your heart into silver. When God is bringing things, don't put your heart into the things. Keep your heart in God. As we read from the first scripture, our opening scripture, Psalm 37 verse 7, rest in the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't rest your heart in silver nor in gold. So right now it is forex trading. And so I know people who have, they wanted to just jump and make so much money at once, and they lost a lot of money. So be with God a step at a time, and the blessings of the Lord, it will manifest in your life over time. Not chasing and chasing. You sleep thinking about money. You wake up, hey, my bank account. You see, and just money, money, money. No fulfillment. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Proverbs 11, 12, 24. Proverbs 11, 24. There is that scattereth and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than his meat, but it tendeth to poverty. And you see the key word, more than his meat. That means that it is not every money you should save. There are monies that must go out to be a blessing to others. It's not so, my pastor taught me that savings is good, so now you save everything. Your clothes are even tattered and you are saving. Saving. So I have a target. I'm saving to this amount. When you get to the 1 million, it won't be enough. You say, oh, now I think that 1 million is small. I need to get to 10 million. When you, the moment you're getting to 9.5, say, oh, no, I want to get to 100 million. And when you get to 100 million, then you come to all of a sudden, you come to a certain realization that, oh, you can set a record as the richest man. My brother, don't stress yourself and don't call for trouble in your own house. And he which, he says, withholdeth more than is meat, tendeth to poverty. When you withhold money which is not yours, but God will be using you as a channel to be a blessing to someone, when you withhold that money, it will tend to poverty. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 6. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. It is very important. This scripture, I know a lot of people will interpret it various things. I will say, oh, do many investments, you reap many investments, or you reap more. If you just do one small investment, you won't get much and all that. If you put all your eggs in one basket, you won't reap much and all that. Then you can have all manner of interpretations. But the point is that you must be liberal. You must be liberal. We see a scripture which says that the liberal soul shall be made fat. Don't be a hoarder, withholding everything, never wanting to be a blessing to anyone. And it does not also mean that give out everything, because there's what you must withhold. You didn't see that with giveth out everything. Say withholdeth more than his meat. There is a portion to save, which is wisdom for tomorrow. And there's a portion to give out. Hallelujah. Now, our last 2 points Greed breeds unsatisfaction. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 26. He coveteth greedily all the day long, but the righteous giveth and spareth not. The righteous are liberal. They help. They may not give you cash, but they may find ways or provide means by which you can be helped. The person may not give you cash, money, go and shop and it will finish. He may provide a company where you can work, because that is another way of also providing jobs. There are people who could have money sitting in their accounts, but no, they invest the money into work for others to have access to jobs so that they can also be blessed or earn in dignity. So it is not all the time about just giving out cash for people to spend right there. No, but there are ways that you give. Some give scholarships. Some give transportation to help others. There are different ways, but you find that the righteous is always thinking about his neighbor. Love thy neighbor as thyself. I know of someone who pays for the gardening for the home in which that person lives. There are other tenants and other colleagues who are living there, but that person always pays for the gardening for that place. And when they ask, oh, it's okay, it's okay. The righteous, wherever you are, let good works speak all around you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
You don't always put paper and pen to things. Say, oh, last week, I'm the one who paid for the rubbish, or how do you call it? The waste to be taken away. And then every time, paper and pen, you are the chief accountant over everything. No, there are times that sometimes you pay for the food for your colleagues. That be a liberal giver. Think about others. As you would want others to do for you, think about others. But don't forget all that has already been said. That is not everything that you give out. And the last point is corruption. Greed breeds corruption. 1 Timothy 6:10, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. So you see, don't pierce yourself with many sorrows. Piercing yourself with many sorrows because of coveting after money. No, it must not be in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There are people who have spent years of their lives all the time angry with people because they feel that they want things and other people have their things. So they are always angry. They never smile. When they wake up in the morning, their faces are frowned. They frown their faces. They are angry with their family, angry with their spouses, if they have, angry with their siblings, angry every day because they want things that they see other people have and they haven't gotten it yet. That is how come some go into robbery and now it becomes their vision to take from others what they have worked to earn for. There's one thing I know, time and chance happen to all according to scripture. You may not have what you desire today, and you remember that the desire of the righteous shall be granted. You may not have it today, but tomorrow you will have more than enough in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So just take your time and don't move into greed or covetousness and get corrupted in your mind. Don't allow that. When you sleep, if it is one small mattress you have, sleep and sleep peacefully. If you don't have mattress and you have cloth, sleep on it and sleep peacefully. If you don't have all that and you have wood, sleep on it. Because there are people who are sleeping in gutters. So wherever the Lord has brought you to, please be content and appreciate what you have for today and make the best out of it. The Lord bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, I invite you to do so. Life starts with Jesus. I met him years ago when I was in junior high, and my life has never been the same from stage to stage. He is the father to the fatherless, the husband to the widow, the God we serve. And his son Jesus has given his precious life for you, that if you can believe in him and make him your Lord, he will grant you eternal life and life even on earth, fullness of life. So please say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, today I come before you. Please, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. Today I repent from all my sins. I turn away from all my wicked ways. I turn away from all my personal ideologies and anything else that does not conform to your word. Today, I surrender my life. Be that my King, be my Lord, and let your Holy Spirit come and dwell in my heart, so that by the leading of the Holy Spirit, I can live a life that is pleasing unto you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Please, let's pray this prayer. Dear Holy Spirit, please quicken me to walk in the Spirit.
Please quicken me to walk in the Spirit,
so that I do not fall prey to the spirit of greed.
So that I do not fall prey to the spirit of greed.
So that I do not fall prey to the desires of the flesh.
So I do not fall prey to the desires of the flesh.
Let me be a living sacrifice unto you.
Let me be a living sacrifice unto you.
Grant me the grace to patiently wait for you.
Grant me the grace to patiently wait for you.
Please say that one more time.
Grant me the grace to patiently wait for you.
So that you fulfill your purpose in my life.
So that you fulfill your purpose.
In Jesus' name. Just let the Lord know that you want him to fulfill his purpose in your life. You should provide patience in every way. And he should show you what to do. To stay within his time, to give you the grace to walk according to the Spirit, according to the time of the Lord, in the name of Jesus.
info@globemusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.